Happy Monday, Daily Dosers. Chris here with a little bonus Monday. Man, I hope you caught this weekend's message. It is one of the most disturbing, unlikable, bloody, sacrificial, agonizing stories in the entire Bible. And you're like, why did you hope we heard that if we didn't? Because stop right now and just go back and listen to this last weekend's message. By the way, do it on YouTube. Pick up the speed. You can do me two times the speed, not the entire time. But it is an amazing story about a God that says, I want you to know how serious I take my covenant relationship with you. Because you represent me to the rest of the world. I want to pick up on that thought that we had this week. In your homework, again, whether you're in a life group or not, homework's free. It's there online with you as well, northcoastchurch.com. Just go and take a dive into. God says, look, you reflect me to the world around you. That's why I take this seriously. That's why I take your behavior, your talk, your joking, your sexuality, your finances seriously. You're supposed to be my kingdom of priests. Reflect me to the world. You're supposed to be my treasure possession. You're supposed to be holy, set apart, sanctified. And I love in the New Testament, one of Jesus' longest teachings that we have is the Sermon on the Mount. And it starts in Matthew chapter 5 with all these beatitudes, these blessings. And they're statements that don't strike you and I quite right because it's like, ooh, that sounds tough. Ooh, why is that? And it's got things like, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, blessed are the merciful, blessed are the pure in heart, blessed are peacemakers, blessed are those who are persecuted because of me. And it's got that going. I don't like any of those. Because I like, blessed are you who are rich, blessed are you that are healthy, blessed are you that have no concerns, blessed are you that live a stress-free life. Yeah, those are good blessings. But what God's trying to get back at is his very heart from the second book of the Bible. You will represent me to the world. When you're in these type situations, you are going to seek me and look differently than what the world does in response, in persecution, in hunger, in thirst, in mourning, in brokenness. And then he ends that passage, or at least ends this sentiment in Matthew 5, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. If salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled on. You're my salt. You're my flavor, my preservative to the earth. If you lose the salt, if salt loses its saltiness, because after a while you can use salt enough where it's no longer salty, it's no longer preservative. What do you do with it? You just throw it out. It just gets trampled on the road. He goes, so as a Christian, as a Christian, one who reflects and represents Christ, if you're not reflecting Christ, what good are you as a Christian? Okay, you don't like the salt metaphor? He goes, let me give you another one. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the exact same way, let your light shine before men, so that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. You're salt. You have a purpose. Don't lose the purpose, because then what point is it being a Christian? It's like a city at night. You're traveling through the darkness, no street lights, no anything back there, but you see a city up on the hill, and you're like, oh, there's the beacon of light. That gives me hope. That's my destination. In the same way, you're a light. So, for instance, in your home, in your relationships, in your workplace, people don't light a lamp and put it under a bowl. The reason why you light a lamp is to give light to those around. He goes, that's the picture of being a Christian, one who reflects and is like Christ, so that others in your life may see your good deeds. You are different in your brokenness, your heartache, your mourning, and your grief. You are different in your speech, in your promises, in your work, in your commitment. You are different then. And people aren't going to praise you. People are going to praise the God that you reflect and give credit to being different than. And Jesus goes, and that's Christianity. Not to live a comfortable, blessed life until you get heaven, but to take as many people as possible with us to heaven by the way we respond to a dark and broken world around us. We preserve and give life. We give light. This week in your homework, a deep dive into our character, our conduct, because God says, you are my plan A for your family, your workplace, your friends. There's no other plan B. Christians are what show Christ to the world. There's nothing else that does that. And there's your role, and there's your significance, and there's your purpose today. We'll see you tomorrow.